Namaste, my name is Hui Zimmer, I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, nuclear power is not the answer. So I'm an electrical engineer. I have studied this subject and I can tell you something that will be amazing for you. So solar cells farms are not the solution. Need big areas, and all the natural environment with all the spaces have to be removed. The solar cells are very toxic when recycled. Okay, Pakistan is doing that for us. Okay, wind turbines are only effective when they are in the areas with enough wind. Big birds like eagles and species that will be extinct get killed by wind turbines in a such large way that we have to question the wind turbines. Yes, that is a huge problem. The biggest problem with the power out of solar cells and wind turbines is that they generate the electrical energy not when the power is needed. The electrical energy has to be stored with pumping water into a higher artificial lake, and when the energy is needed, the water is flowing down and produce so electrical power by generators. This is not everywhere possible. Then the water turbines for generating electrical power are the best alternative for generating clean energy. Okay, that makes sense. We have to produce also our electrical energy through burning. And here comes the problem. The electricity is mainly generated by steam turbines. The steam is produced by boiling water through coal, uranium, plutonium, and gas. In this process, the steam is cooled down by the steam turbines. At the end, the steam is going in the air or is heating up rivers or the ocean, or used for heating up houses and factories. The cooled down water steam causes bad weather. I've lived in such area. We had 3 months less sunshine because of our coal and power station. Okay, and we had the hottest climate in Germany. This means Düsseldorf, because of the power station with the steam in the air. Nobody can tell me anything different. Okay, so. And that contributes mainly to a warmer, catastrophic climate. To 100% this is true. If the temperature is growing, then also the CO2 is increasing, and not the opposite way. Warmer temperature will increase the CO2 level. We had much higher CO2 levels in the previous centuries without a warmer climate. The burning and destroying of the jungle in Indonesia, Brazil, and Cambodia have increased our temperature and is responsible for the weather change. It was science proved 50 years ago. If we destroy the jungle close to the equator, we produce a catastrophic weather change. And that is happening right now. All the other thing is just fake news. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this. There's no logic inside of their arguments. Today, the cows in Argentina living in a huge wilderness are harming our weather because they're producing CO2. Oh my God. Have you been in Argentina? Yes. Me, yes. And Argentina should be punished for the cows? And our nuclear power station doesn't contribute to a warmer climate because they don't produce CO2? I will prove the opposite. Nuclear power station cannot be located close to a town, and so they generate the steam that contribute to a warmer, catastrophic climate. That is 100% true. If we generate out of natural gas that is not cracked, electrical power, then this is clean electrical power when we use also the superficial heat for heating up houses and factories. Does that make sense? The coal-fired power station produce so much air pollution that they are only effective when they're generating heat for houses and factories. Still, through the air pollution, we kill many people and destroying our environment and the painting of houses. I'm totally against the coal-fired power station because I have lived in such area. Nuclear power stations do not produce air pollution or carbon dioxide while operating, but hot steam. The history tells us that a nuclear power station can explode and harm our lives. And do you want to deny that? And we don't know where can we store safe for 1,000 years the uranium and plutonium waste. Until now, there's no solution. Now the nuclear waste of the Japanese nuclear power station cluster is thrown on the coastline of the USA. It's gone everywhere, but it's getting even worse. Nuclear power station cannot be regulated effective only through the big power losses. Here comes the next problem. Then comes the EV. This means the electrical vehicle should be the solution. The opposite is true. The effectivity of nuclear power station is between 30% and 60%, and 45% is an average. Okay. Electrical power grid loss is between 10% to 20%. This means we call 15%. In Germany, less than 20%. The electrical charger for the EF loss is 20%. Okay. Battery charging loss is at least 10%. For fast charging, 20 to 30%. Okay. The electrical engine loss is at least 20%. The EV is about 40 to 50% heavier than a normal car, and so at least power loss 30%. The effectiveness of an EF engine is about, altogether, if you calculate altogether, is 15.4%. A normal car engine effectivity is 30 to 35%. This means it's more than double so much than an EV. But even worse, the lithium battery of the EV is very hard to recycle and so toxic. In big cities, makes the EF sense because of no air pollution. But even then, if we would have a subway like Singapore, private cars don't make sense and should be punished like in Singapore, $100,000 tax on a new car. After 10 years, the car should be recycled. So what I have proved also, the EV is a total waste of energy and gas is the future. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.